Mishnah Hey, this continues to elaborate on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that the beam does not need to be strong enough. And Mishnah explains that Haisa shall kash ishal konim, if this so-called beam, this koira at the top, was actually made of straw or reeds, which are very light, it can't hold a brick. Rein isak iluhi shal mateches, we look at it as if it's made of metal, which of course can hold a brick. The point is, it's not a problem that it can't physically hold a brick. As long as it is wide enough to hold the brick, it is recognizable and will stop people from carrying in Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, Akuma, if the Koira was bent, we view it as if it was straight. Even though a bent beam probably cannot hold a brick because it would slide off, nevertheless, it is recognizable enough. Agula, if it was round like a cylinder, it wasn't a regular beam which has flat sides, rather it was more of like a big cylinder. So it's round, so it can't really hold a brick. Once again, we look at it as if it is squared and flat and able to carry a brick. Now, we said before that the beam has to be at least a tefach wide. Now, if the beam is round, then how is one supposed to measure whether it's a tefach wide? You could measure it from right at the end of the beam, but that can be quite difficult. So if, let's say, you want to measure it from the middle of the beam, how can you do that? So the Mishnah provides a method, kol sheyesh beheh keifei shlosh tefachim, any cylinder whose circumference, which is the length around the cylinder, if that is three tefachim, then yesh bo yoichav tefach, it has a diameter, which is the width of the circle or the cylinder, of one tefach. That's really very close to pi. The rule of pi is that the circumference of a circle is just over 3 times its diameter. So the Mishnah is not saying an exact measure, it's just saying so that you can know roughly if your beam, which is a cylinder, is wide enough to be used as a koira for the mavui.